Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Devarim. Words. Things. Week 44. First Aliyah. These are the words Moshe spoke to all Israel in the desert east of the Jordan, that is, in the Arabah, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. Deuteronomy 1:1. Who may admonish the sinner? Bilaam only spoke beautiful things over the people of Israel. However, in his heart, he hated them. There are many people that praise with their mouths, but hate in their hearts. Be careful with a person that praises or flatters you a bit too much. He or she would normally do it with a loving heart, but following personal interests. Throughout my life, I've met many people who started flattering me and ended up cursing me. Praise is not always a sign of love. Men are very false. The book of Devarim, Deuteronomy, contains admonishment from the greatest of the prophets, Moshe Rabbeinu. I would dare say that there is not another person, except Yeshua the Messiah, who has suffered so much with and for the people of Israel as Moshe Rabbeinu did. His love for the people in the moments of divine judgment led him to surrender his life in order to save them. A person with that level of love and dedication is the most suitable for admonishing others. The places mentioned in this verse are the places in which the people of Israel sinned in the desert. Because of what happened in those places, Moshe lifts up his voice, and with the deepest love and prophetic edge, he reminds, corrects, rebukes, admonishes, and encourages the people who were in his heart. Admonishments from those who are real friends truly are expressions of love. Flatteries from the enemies are trap, but admonishments from friends are medicines to us. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Proverbs 27, verse 5. Shavua Tov.